מי האיש החפץ חיים?
From Love of Friends, one by Rabash. Ba'al HaSulam explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asks him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And the man said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God." This trail is called a path of bestow. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They have departed from here." And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from their brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of Torah. A question for an active workshop. What is the real way that leads to the place that we need to reach? What is the real way that leads to the place that we need to reach? An active workshop.
The true path is through the group, through connection with the friends, and through them with the Creator.
It's the wisdom of Kabbalah that is founded on connection and the reforming light.
It's through love. When I study and check and examine through each and every one of you, and the attitude towards each one is completely different, and the attitude towards the ten is or something special, but it's only there. Opposite self-love.
Yes, it's either self-love or love of others. That is the way. To constantly check, to always be in the scrutiny, and to constantly aspire for love of others, which is the only practical manifestation for the love of God.
The true path is to lower your head and to put on yourself the heads of the Kabbalists, the heads of the friends, and to honor these holy books.
Yes, it's the path of truth, the wisdom of Kabbalah. And you can walk this path only if you walk in it together.
Only through this path you can draw the reforming light which changes the person.
The person himself notices what is the true path for him. What is truly a real path, can anybody say?
Yes, he notices it on himself and also invites a force that shows him the path. He listens to the advice of the great ones who've traveled this path and makes every effort to follow them. And then he begins to find the right lane.
And in order for him to be able to be in this trail in the right direction, he has to first of all be concerned about the environment. His only means to elevate himself above the egoistic values that he's immersed in is only if he will make sure that values of love of others will be in the environment, in his friends.
In order to rise above the egoistic values, one must follow the path of unegoistic values. That's the light. The light is in the group, in the writings, and from the mouths of the sages.
That path is a way that it does not exist in any one of us. It exists in our effort to connect, and that becomes a true path.
There's nothing more wondrous than this path, which is based on Baal Sulam, Obash, and all of the Kabbalists, which brought the reforming light to the world and the opportunity for each individual, each person, to go on that path.
A second question. How will we walk the way of bestowal in brotherhood, in confidence and joy? Again, how will we ascend through a path of bestowal in brotherhood, in confidence and in joy?
With mutual aid from one another, the conditions of Alvut.
In truth, this is exactly what I felt from you when you were speaking in the previous round. It's confidence and joy, which is something that actually represents the path. So if the question is how, it is to truly open your heart and your ears and listen to you, to take an example from you. Then inside of you, great joy is revealed and some source of confidence can be found.
And this can be done through an inner commitment to make an effort to do the things that we're talking about, that we're going to study in the upcoming lesson.
How do we do it in joy? We do it together in our booth. Each will help his friend. While we're together, we are supporting, caring for each other, rising above the ego that is pulling us.
Confidence, that's, it's the confidence that we're continuing on the way of the Kabbalists. Over the years, we have a love that leads us and guides us, and this truly inspires confidence and happiness.
To the extent that a person manages to come out of his personal calculation to a collective calculation, that there is no state he's in himself, no war he's fighting against himself, that he doesn't try to change anything or to gain anything in his kelim, but only invest in the group as much as possible to build a tent, support the friends, and this is what he does, unrelated to whatever comes his way.
Yes, with the help of the Upper Light, with request, prayer to the Creator, that He give the strength to do everything above reason.
In the end, the person himself should decide if he wants to walk this way in joy, with the reforming light. It depends on a person. Nobody else can really help him.
Yes, and after he decides, he sees that he has a place in this for room for request, and the Creator is revealed between the friends. That's the only thing that can truly help him inspire true confidence more so than anything else in this life.
And the support is mostly internal, to try to feel the desire of the friends through whatever they say, whatever they express, and to feel it as mine and ask for it.
What can you add? The desire of the friends, it's in the great friends, and if a person annuls himself, submit, then he sees their greatness, and that greatness will help lift him up to where they are.
We have the perfect conditions right now during the upcoming 3 hours to truly work in practice and actualize everything we spoke about in practice.
With that, we begin, as the friends said, from gratitude for having such great friends, the 10, which took on this inner decision to play this game. And after a person annuls himself, he has to try to add his own. La 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 la